Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Family Edition, a podcast designed to help families have meaningful conversations about faith at home. I'm Brett, and I'm always so glad that you're here each week with me. Whether you're driving to practice, whether you're sitting around the dinner table, or winding down for the night, this podcast is all about giving you the tools to talk about Jesus in everyday life. Each week, we will explore a big truth from Scripture, unpack what it means for your family, and give you questions and ideas to spark real conversations with your students. So let's dive in. This week's session from the Gospel Project is called If It Pleases the King. The main idea here is though we can't always see him moving, we can trust God is with us and working for us. In the book of Esther, God's name is never mentioned, yet his presence is unmistakable. Even when his people felt threatened and unseen, God was guiding events and using Esther and Mordecai at just the right time. This week's Christ Connection. While the situation seemed hopeless for Esther's people, God was completely in control and had a plan to save them. Humanity's situation may have looked hopeless because of their sin, but God always had a plan for our salvation, the sacrifice of his son, Jesus. Just like God rescued the Jews from destruction, he rescues us eternally through Jesus. So here are some questions you can ask around the dinner table or in the car this week. How do you think the Jews felt when they heard the decree to destroy them, especially on the night before Passover? Have you ever felt like God was silent or not doing anything? What helped you keep trusting him? Where do you feel like a minority as a Christian? In your school, in your friend group, or online? What's one place in your life right now where you need to trust that God is working behind the scenes? See, even when we can't see God working, he is. Esther's story reminds us that God moves in ways that we don't always notice until later. As a family, look for small moments this week where God might be at work through a conversation, a challenge, a decision, or even an opportunity to show courage or kindness. God is present, God is working, and God is faithful in every season. Well, parents, I know that it's been probably a snowy weekend. This podcast is recorded just a couple of days before the weekend. So I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're staying warm. Know that we love you and we are grateful for you and we look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks so much for joining this week's episode of Group Chat Family Edition. Keep the conversation going and keep pointing your family to Jesus. We'll see you next time.